Welcome to Ear Candy here on Local FM. I'm Mark O'Connor, and we got a whole hour together with some upbeat, catchy pop rock songs. Let's go to a little group from Liverpool called The Beatles, and this one is a George Harrison composition called I, Me, Mine, here on Ear Candy.
I'm in mine, I'm in mine, I'm in mine. All through the night, I'm in mine, I'm in mine, I'm in mine. Now the frightened leaving it, everyone's weaving it, coming on strong all the time. All through the day, I'm in mine.
Go, 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 go. Yeah, baby, yeah, baby. many babies can you kill? How many loads can you undress as it's in my spot in silence? Oh, have you seen the Royal Canal? Is that somewhere that you know of?
Welcome back to Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. You heard Daniel Romano there with a track from his record called Modern Pressure, a song called The Pride of Queens. Yeah, with an organ that sounds very much like, I don't know, 60s Bob Dylan to me. But you know, if you're going to borrow and you're going to steal, steal and borrow from the best. And speaking of the best, we heard Slave from the Rolling Stones. That's off of the record Tattoo You. And a little known fact, I shouldn't say little known, but Pete Townshend is the guitarist that's playing the big riff on that song, if my memory is correct, and I think it is. And then we heard one from the Beatles off of Let It Be called I, Me, Mine. A couple of things about the song. Number one, it's George, Paul, and Ringo. John had gone on vacation or something. And it may have been, in fact, recorded after John had announced that he was no longer interested in being in the Beatles. So there's that. And then it sounds like, well, it's just Paul playing bass and Ringo on drums and George on guitar. But when you listen close to that song, boy, there's a lot of sonic embellishment. There's a bit of brass and, oh, I forget all the things that are in that song, but it's not as simple a tune as it maybe appears when you first listen to it. There's a lot of depth to it. So if you've never heard that one before, you might want to go back and listen to it again. Another thing about I, Me, Mine and Let It Be was that it was a kind of failed Beatles record. They were going to do this thing, get back to basics, no studio trickery, record a record. The sessions just kind of petered out. Eventually, the Beatles stopped showing up. No record was made, and, you know, their future kind of hung in the air. They subsequently decided to reconvene, make a slick record, make a nice polished studio production called Abbey Road, and that was going to be their final statement. But in fact, they had lots of good songs from the sessions that they had done earlier. Turned the tapes over to legendary producer Phil Spector. He, the inventor of the Wall of Sound production style, and he did his production trickery to the tunes, and out came Let It Be after the Beatles had, in fact, broken up. Little-known indie group. Speaking of little-known indie groups, this one's Blitz and Trapper, and we're going to play you a track called Sadie.
Make a stay, if only for another day. Shoulder blades and sunlight, it never seems to feel right. Say, I can never change, yeah. I can never change.
Our hearts. two favorite allies. Fully loaded, we got snacks and supplies. It's time to leave this town, it's time to steal away. Let's go get lost anywhere in the USA. Let's go get lost, let's go get lost. Blue, you sit so pretty west of the one. Sparkle like with yellow icing, just a mirror for the sun. Just a mirror for the sun. Just a mirror for the sun. So much has come before those battles lost and won. This life is shining more forever in the sun. Now let us check our heads and let us check the surf. Staying high and tries more trouble than it's worth in the sun. Just a mirror for the sun. Just a mirror for the sun. Just a mirror for.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, planning out a road trip. Oh, yes. Anywhere in the USA, getting away from it all, just getting lost. Yeah, we can all talk about having road trips with our friends and putting in some snacks and supplies and all that sort of stuff. Before that track, we heard Birds from a group called Submarines. Kind of an odd track for a group called Submarines to write about things that are above the water, but they just did it. They're rebels. They're rule breakers. And then we heard Blitzen Trapper. Ooh, that's an odd name, from Portland, Oregon. I think they named themselves after people who try to trap Santa's reindeers, Blitzen Trapper, in a track called Sadie, off a record called Destroyer of the Void. Sounds very, I don't know, kind of a throwback to something the Queen might have titled a record in the 70s from. Anyway, one of my favorite bands. I hope you like them too. And we're going to just keep the tunes rolling. This one is from Toronto, well, I'll say Manitoba. Luke Doucette's from Manitoba. I forget where Melissa McClellan is actually hails from originally. But anyway, they are a married couple with a child and a record called Panther in a Dollhouse. This track is called Nighthawks. And that's what's up next here, folks. Keep your ears peeled. Nighthawks here on Ear Candy.
Start to pop another pill, roll your eyes like it's so blasé. She's a stoner, you're a taker, she's a muse, she's a faker, and you like it that way.
Let's go.
And you just heard the Sam Roberts Band and Let It In. And before that, we heard Papal Visit or Papal Visit. What makes him win like that? There's an existential question for you. What makes certain people winners and other people something less? So anyway, that's a maritime group living in Halifax these days. Pierre Cormier and Adam Mowry. And we started the set off with Nighthawks from Whitehorse off of Panther in a Dollhouse. Panther in a Dollhouse. Yikes. I've been reading reports out west where panthers appear, cougars, I should say, appear in unlikely places. And I guess a panther is a puma, right? Kind of a black-furred animal, more native to Latin America, I think. Whereas cougars, mountain lions, in other words, are more of a Canadian feature. But Panther in the Dollhouse, that's the record that you'll find Nighthawks on. So if you like Whitehorse and what they're doing and you want more of it, that's what you should check out for sure. All right, I'm going to play some more songs. We're going to play something a little more poppy, a catchy, I'm not just going to say Beatlesque. I guess the first one kind of is. That's a term that gets overused though, right? Totally overused. But you might find that it's appropriate for this one. It's from a band called Sloan. Fading Into Obscurity is the track. So let's just get going. We'll just keep playing the music. That's what you really want to hear. All right, Sloan. Fading Into Obscurity.
Stories I can tell. I had the world under my spell. Does this even ring a bell? I wonder because don't you know who I was? Interest in me dissipated. All my methods antiquated. And friendless today. I made a name for myself when one could do such a thing. A reputation that's held together by a string. And so I chose to cherish those who think there's some purity to fading into obscurity.
So obscurity. Da-da-da-da. I'm undecided.
Original rhythm track.
I'm holding court with the king of the camp. I'm a working horse, a postage stamp. Tune up my guitar. Turn on my amp.
Thank you.
Yes, that is the soothing tones of the Steve Miller Band and Wild Mountain Honey. Clearly better honey than, I don't know, prairie honey. I mean, I don't really think that's what the song's about. I think it's about getting in touch with nature, that you're too caught up with the money. But that's one possible interpretation, is just talking about your favorite kind of honey. Before that, we heard Wishful Thinking, Joel Plaskett. That's off of his record 3. And I've kind of put that together because you can hear the very simple rhythm track that he's using there. And that reminded me of the Steve Miller Band, so I paired them up. We got started with Sloan at the top, Fading into Obscurity. I like that Joel Plaskett song too, how he has Canadiana in his lyrics. You know, if you're in northern New Brunswick, watch out for the moose. It's a long, long way to Winnipeg. Yeah, you know, if you're a Canadian songwriter, you should put your country in there somehow, right? Chat it up. And if you happen to be listening on the Voice of Bombay, you might not know, but they have way more moose than northern New Brunswick. I'm broadcasting from southern New Brunswick, and all the moose in Newfoundland, they all came from New Brunswick. Little known fact. Oh yeah, you can blame us for that problem. All right, got time for one more song, and it's going to be a song about songwriting. It's called Waiting on a Song. It's from Dan Auerbach. I think the record is called Waiting on a Song. So here we go. And do come back next week. We'll do it all again. And until then, this is what we're leaving you with. Waiting on a Song, the title track from Dan Auerbach's record.
Been picking and I've been strumming, just waiting, waiting on a song. I've been hitching, I've been thumbing, I can almost hear one coming. I just waiting, waiting on a song. Look down in my pocket, stars.